This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An air tanker is on the ground in Colorado Springs for the next few months in case of wildfire. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
The state is paying $32,000 a day to have the plane on standby. It's housed at the Colorado Springs Air Tanker Base, which was completed last summer at the city's airport. Sonia Straka with the State Division of Fire Prevention and Control says in 2020, severe fires in other states took priority over Colorado when it came to air tankers.
And so the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control wanted to contract an aircraft so we could have this aircraft available rather than having to compete with other states for this resource.
Straka says the plane will be shared with neighboring states, but it is required to return to Colorado Springs overnight. The former short-haul regional airliner can carry up to 3,000 gallons of retardant or water at one time. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
President Biden arrived in Colorado Springs last night. He delivers the commencement address today at the U.S. Air Force Academy. The director of the Bureau of Land Management was in Colorado last week to visit two sites in the state. Tracy Stone Manning did not visit Grand Junction, the Bureau's western hub. She says efforts to staff up on the western slope are moving ahead.
When the previous administration moved the headquarters west, they scattered it all over the west. And we're bringing a portion of our headquarters anchored in Grand Junction. And I'm happy to tell you that that work is happening apace.
That includes locating the head of the National Conservation Lands and Recreation Program in Grand Junction. Kaiser Permanente is committing up to $10 million to the state's safety net hospital, Denver Health. Denver Health is dealing with a budget gap. Last year, it provided $120 million in uncompensated care, a sharp increase since 2020. Denver Health provides the highest percentage of care to uninsured patients of any Denver area hospital. The metro area has the chance for rain today, highs in the 70s, about the same tomorrow. Grand Junction, mid-70s, a chance for rain today and on Friday. This is CPR News.